Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Once again, it's that time of year, one of my favorite times, actually, where we invite the artistic director of the Providence Singers to come in. Christine Noel is here. Welcome back, Christine.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And it's, when I say that time of year again, it's spring season when lots of groups are having concerts, and we've had orchestras and civic chorales, and the Providence Singers are no exception, a very busy year. Let's recap a little bit about what's been happening since I've seen you last.
Well, we've had a busy season so far with two collaborations with the Rhode Island Philharmonic. We opened our season with Mozart Requiem, and then in December we performed Handel's Messiah. The next month we recorded our fourth commercial recording with orchestra, and that was Dan Forest's Requiem for the Living. Last month we performed music for chorus and percussion, and that really was a program of all new music by living composers. Mm-hmm. And now we're preparing for our final concert cycle of the season.
Wow, that is a busy season. That's going to be on May 13th and 14th. And on May 13th at 7:30, it's going to be at the Central Congregational Church, Angel Street in Providence. And then on Sunday, May 14th at 3 o'clock at St. Mary's Church on Wood Street in Bristol. And both of those concerts are available to have tickets purchased. We'll give you that information. But Christine, back to your busy schedule a bit. Here's something that's interesting. A lot of people might not be aware of. I know that we kind of lived through this the last couple times you were here, but you have a daughter that's now a little over 2 years old.
2 years old, yes. She just turned two in February.
And that's keeping you busy also, I can't imagine.
Indeed, yes. It's a delicate balance of motherhood and career, but people have done it for years and years, and yep. We just get it all done somehow.
There you go. And your connection with the Rhode Island Philharmonic, is for people that might not be aware, you rehearse in the same facility as the music school in Providence, is that correct?
Sure, yes. So the Rhode Island Philharmonic Music School, the Carter Center, is based in East Providence. It's right on Waterman Ave, and it's a beautiful facility. They have a number of rehearsal rooms and practice rooms and private lesson studios. So it's really an ideal location for our weekly rehearsals with the Providence Singers.
Excellent. All right. A little bit more about the upcoming concert. Just 2 weeks away. You prepare. How long for this kind of thing? Do you start the music, working on the music at the beginning of the season and touch on it? Or do you wait till one concert series is over? I know you had one in March. Do you wait till that's done before you start this?
So, great question. Typically, our concert cycles run about 8 to 10 weeks, and that's all the time the singers have to prepare for that particular concert cycle. The staff, conductor, our assistant conductor, and staff pianist, we have to, of course, begin the preparations months in advance. But the singers have a short turnaround period to get that next concert ready to go and polished for the audience.
Okay, and this one is entitled Northern Voices.
Yes, this is Northern Voices, Music of Scandinavia and the Baltics, and we'll be joined by Oria Ensemble, the string quartet, mm-hmm. as well as renowned composer Ola Jalo. He'll join us on piano for the Saturday performance, and our usual pianist, John Black, will be with us for the Sunday performance. And our concert celebrates works by Grieg, Sibelius, Latvian composer Eriks Eschenvalds, and others. But we will be highlighting six works of Norwegian composer Ole Yalo, including a newly commissioned work by the Providence Singers through its Wagner Fund for New Music.
All right. Well, I want to get into that commissioned part in a little while, but I want to let people know right off the top that if you'd like to get tickets, you can do so by calling 401-751-5700, or even better yet, go to providencesingers.org. And we suggest that you do get your tickets in advance. There may be some at the door, but you don't want to take the chance. This is going to be a very, very popular concert. So get them in advance and support the Providence Singers in their 45th season.
That's
and,
right.
And that's an amazing thing that's been going that long. I want to get to the first piece of music, so we get all the music that you brought with you in today. Tell us what we're going to start with.
So the first piece I'd like to introduce is Across the Vast Eternal Sky by Ole Yalo. Yalo was born and raised in Norway. He studied at Juilliard and at the Royal College of Music in London, but now he makes his living as a composer in New York City. And he has a number of works for chorus, and several of his choral works are scored with piano and string quartet, which really gives his music a full, warm, lush, symphonic sound without having to actually score for orchestra. In Across the Vast Eternal Sky, Yalo sets a text on a theme of spiritual rebirth and renewal by Charles Anthony Silvestri. And you'll notice that the piano is given a primary role, almost functioning as a soloist. And when Ole Yalo is an accomplished pianist himself, so when he scores for chorus and piano, he really gives the piano a primary role rather than assigning it a subordinate role. So here is Across the Vast Eternal Sky.
Is
Beautiful music to set the mood. Christine, I'm going to ask you to introduce the next piece so we can get to that before our first commercial break.
Well, Yalo wrote two works, Dark Night of the Soul and Luminous Night of the Soul, which were conceived as two separate movements from the same larger work. Dark Night of the Soul is his setting of St. John of the Cross's 16th century poem about the soul's journey of leaving the mortal body to join with God. Luminous Night of the Soul is a response to Dark Night and represents a fulfillment of the soul. I'd like to read an excerpt before we listen. Long before music was sung by a choir, long before silver was shaped in the fire, long before poets inspired the heart, you were the spirit of all that is art. And Luminous Night of the Soul has almost a euphoric quality. It's almost otherworldly. It's a perfect companion to Dark Night of the Soul, which the Provident Singers will also perform. But for now, we'll listen to Luminous Night of the Soul by Ole Yalo.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more with Christine Noel and the Provident Singers.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we're sitting with Christine Noel, the Artistic Director of the Providence Singers, talking about concerts that are coming up in a couple weeks, Saturday, May 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Central Congregational Church, Angel Street in Providence, and then Sunday afternoon, the very next day, May 14th at 3 o'clock at St. Mary's Church in Bristol on Wood Street. And tickets are available, but we strongly suggest that you either call or go online. You can go online to providencesingers.org and select tickets, or you can call 401-751-5700. And Christine, I believe there's three price ranges of tickets. You can get a group together. That could be fun, right?
Yes.
You can do that, or you can get regular tickets, or they even have student tickets available. And for the pricing on those, just call up or go online and you can get all of that information. But as we said earlier in the show, we want to make sure you do that. Don't just show up at the door and be disappointed. You'll be standing out on the sidewalk and Christine will be waving to you. Okay, let's get back to the music, beautiful music in that first segment. We have much more to go, so let's talk about the next piece that you brought for us.
So I'd love to move on now to music of Latvian composer Eriks Ešenvalds, whose name might not be so familiar to most of the listeners, but who has really established himself as a world-class composer, especially of choral music. And we'll perform his Northern Lights, scored for chorus, water-tuned glasses, and chimes.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not going to get away with that so easily. Water-tuned glasses, so they actually rub the edge of the glass?
Like they do. It's performed by about 25 members of the singers. And
really?
They come in a half hour early to every rehearsal and carefully tune their glass. And it really gives an effect unlike anything you've ever heard.
I have heard that before, done very, very well. But actually done by professionals, believe it or not, when I heard it. So you have your own people that have learned how to do this.
We do, yes.
Well, that should be interesting. All right, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. So in Latvia, the Northern Lights are referred to as Kavi. And according to Latvian mythology, the Kavi, or the Northern Lights, represented spirits of fallen warriors who were still battling in the sky. And at that time, the people of Latvia feared that somehow the war would reach their land. And there's a folk song in Latvia that represents or articulates this very experience and the fear kind of surrounding the power of the aurora. Ešenvalds begins the piece, Northern Lights, with the chorus humming, while a soloist sings part of this Latvian folk song. The composer experienced the Northern Lights for the first time in Latvia, but it was only a fleeting glimpse. But he became so interested in the Northern Lights that he began reading journals of Arctic explorers, including those of 19th century American Arctic explorer Charles Francis Hall, whose descriptions of the Northern Lights were so vivid and compelling that the composer had to experience the Northern Lights for himself. So he traveled to Norway, camped out for 8 hours in the snow, and photographed the Northern Lights, while the words of the explorer, Charles Francis Hall, echoed in his ear, and the music began to take shape in his mind. And the water-tuned glasses are the composer's best representation of what the Northern Lights would sound like if they had sound. And it's really a thrilling and fascinating and unique piece of music to experience, both for the singers and for listeners. Northern Lights by Latvian composer Eriks Ešenvalds. Oh.
The playing of glasses is something that really has, I don't know if you should say glasses or glass. I don't know what's appropriate. I guess it would be glass.
Goblets. Let's do water-tuned goblets.
Okay. That's going to be very interesting and worth the price of admission, I would think, to give that effect of the Northern Lights. You mentioned at the top of the show that one of the highlights was going to be a commissioned piece. And why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. So our performance, of course, features works of several composers while highlighting recent works of Ole Yalo. And one of the six pieces by Yalo will perform is a new Providence Singers commission entitled Westminster Bridge. It's a stunning piece of music that reflects the feeling of wonder that comes from being in the presence of something so majestic and so great. And in this case, we're talking about London in the early hours of morning when the city is still asleep. The text was written in 1802 by William Wordsworth, and Yalo wrote the piece last spring. And of course, at that time, we had no idea of the tragedy that would unfold months later right on Westminster Bridge, which makes the piece even more meaningful to us. We don't have a recording since the piece hasn't been premiered yet, but
we'll be there.
premiere it on Saturday evening with Ole Yalo on the piano and with string quartet. And I hope that many will be able to experience it live.
All right. And so now we can go and listen to...
So the next piece is I Himmelen by Edvard Grieg, sung entirely in Norwegian. I Himmelen is the fourth of his four psalms, Opus 74, a set of sacred a cappella choral works written in 1906.
We will listen to that, then take another short break and be back with more of the Providence Singers and Artistic Director Christine Noel.
Lord, give Lord have
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Christine Noel from the Providence Singers, talking about the concerts coming up just 2 weeks away, Saturday, May 13th, 7:30 p.m. at the Central Congregational Church, 296 Angel Street in Providence. That'll be the first concert. And then the next day, Sunday, May 14th at 3 o'clock, St. Mary's Church, 330 Wood Street in Bristol. And we've been listening to some absolutely beautiful music that Christine has brought with her. We've got a couple more pieces to go, but time is running short. So I want to make sure you know how to get tickets, though, before we exit. And that is to go to theprovidencesingers.org and or call 401-751-5700. And you can get all the information there. And keep your eye on the website, because next year's schedule hasn't been announced yet, but as soon as it is, you want to make sure you get season tickets, subscription series. So check that out as it comes about. Christine, where are we in our musical program?
So next, we'll hear The Ground by Ola Yalo from his 2010 Sunrise Mass, scored for chorus, piano, and strings, and the text is from the Latin Mass Ordinary.
Thank you.
Well, Christine, as things roll along, we have time for that one more piece of music that we promised. But before that, once again, I want to remind you, we're talking about a concert on Saturday, May 13th, 7:30 at the Central Congregational Church, 296 Angel Street in Providence, and on Sunday at 3 o'clock, St. Mary's Church, 330 Wood Street in Bristol. Well, thanks again for being here. It's always a pleasure to see you and catch up with what the Providence Singers have been doing. Nice to have you.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And best of luck on the concerts, and let's get to that last piece of music that you brought.
Sure. Well, first, I'd like to just say that it's been a fun challenge for the singers to have the opportunity to sing in some Scandinavian languages, mm-hmm. which is not anything that we're often asked to do.
And not easy, I wouldn't think.
Not easy at all.
Oh, no.
So in this case, they have one piece in Finnish, two in Norwegian. And then there's that Northern Lights by Erik Eschenvalds, where we have a soloist singing in Latvian. And other than that, the Ole Yalo pieces are either in Latin or in English. So it's, we've been able to manage. I spent a year living and studying at the Kodály Institute of Music in Hungary, Kecskemét, Hungary, in the 90s. And I was the only American there in the second half of the year. So the second semester, I was the only American and was surrounded by people from five different continents. And through that experience, I made many connections. And thanks to that experience, I was able to call upon friends who are from both Norway and Finland, who mm-hmm. recorded the pronunciation for me, sent it to me by email. And I've been really spending many hours studying the pronunciation and the inflection. And that's how we were able to learn the pronunciation.
Well, I don't know how you're going to top this. I don't know if you can get more difficult for your members of the Providence Singers than trying to sing in those languages, play glasses.
Yes.
you've kind of reached a pinnacle of difficulty. So it's going to be a very interesting concert.
Thank you. So the last piece we'll hear is a short Scandinavian folk song sung in a Norwegian dialect by Swedish composer and music critic Wilhelm Pettersson Badger. And the text is about a billy goat who is invited to dinner. And you'll hear that the piece, like many of his works, is set with a great lightness of spirit. Pettersson Badger's Killebuken.
We will listen to that, and then the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.